Right, you know the text roulette game?
Yeah.
And how that used to work?
Yeah.
You get a phrase and put it in your phone, like, I love you, when you write the message. And then I tell you to flick through your address book on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then without looking at your phone, I shout stop. And then whoever it's stopped on, you don't look at the phone still, and you just send, I love you, that message to a random person, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you see what the fallout and aftermath is. I have decided to up it a gear today.
Right.
And one of you two will be playing the new text roulette game in just a second on Radio 1.
What does Laura have to do, then?
Right, no, it'll be decided in a minute which one of you is going to be, right?
Yeah.
If you could type this phrase into your phone. Should I tell them the phrase now?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Type this into your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Come on.
I have to tell you.
Mm.
I find you.
Mm.
Super hot.
Right.
Call me, please.
Right.
All right. Is that typed into your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll play the new text roulette game with one of you in just a second on Radio 1.
Sunday nights. Let's see.
Oh, there is a twist, by the way. Sorry. Instead of sending it to one person, you will have to select all in your mobile phone book.
Cost me a fortune. I've got a lot of friends.
And we'll decide who's doing it next.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
The Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills. P. Diddy. Tell me. Right, so we're playing our new text roulette game with Laura and Chappers on Radio 1. You need to both have this typed into your phone in the message bit. I have to tell you, I find you super hot. Call me, please. Is that typed in your phone?
Yeah, but why does this have to go to the whole phone book?
Because it's fun.
But there are people in there I don't want this to go to.
Who would you least like it to go to, would you say?
Georgie Thompson off Sky Sports News.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Or, like, the boss. Have you got his mobile number?
No.
I've got both the big boss's number in
okay.
my phone.
Who else have you got on your phone, Chopper, that you wouldn't want that to be sent to?
God.
Have a think.
Harry
from McFly?
David Dickinson.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ben Fogel, I've got.
Who?
You.
Yeah. Well, I'll know about it, obviously.
Yeah. But you do find Ben Fogel super hot, though.
Who else?
Really.
Who else have you got?
I don't really want it to go to Angus Deaton. That would be.
Oh, God.
I don't really want it to go to Trevor again, because they always seem to end up going to Trevor.
Trevor Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the phrase. I have to tell you, I find you super hot. Call me, please. One of you will be sending that to everyone in your mobile phone book, and we'll see what happens, okay? We're going to decide who is going to do this, between you and Laura, with a simple game of Name That Tune, okay? So first person to shout out... What when they know what the track is, shout your name out, okay? So,
okay.
Chappers, for instance, you shout.
Chappers.
And Laura, you'd shout.
Laura.
Okay, right. This is how it gets decided, right?
Is it how many? Just one?
Just one, yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Don't take my headphones off! Oh, Laura!
Go on.
Austin Ain't No Party.
Is the correct answer. Hammer. All right, then. Okay, so if you could just select all in your phone book now. All right. Off you go.
Okay.
Chappers.
Hang on. What are you doing looking over me?
Just checking you're doing it.
George off the news is checking.
Adjudicator.
Seriously, bog off.
Seriously, do it.
Seriously, I'll send it. There you go.
Have you sent it?
Yes.
Right, show George.
See?
Oh.
Right, now shut up. Go over there and get your news ready.
Right, are the mystery guests here yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, good.
It'll all be fine.
Brilliant. It's 8:30.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.
Can I claim this back on expenses?
Absolutely. Just give me a bill and put, like, a yellow marker pen through the ones that you sent, all of them. God, that's going to cost you a fortune. I didn't think about that, sorry.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Any replies yet?
Oh, sorry, I'm doing... No, nothing. Is that me?
Yes,
it's you. Right. Sorry. Also,
thought you were playing a clip.
Could you make sure your phone's not on silent? Could you put it onto message alert so we can hear when you get a message? Is that right?
Just stick a broom up my thing and I'll sweep the floor. Is there anything else?
Could you also give your phone to George, please?
You can whistle Dixie if you think I'm giving my phone to George.
She's the independent adjudicator and she needs to check you actually have sent that to her.
She's not independent in any way, shape or form.
No, because I'll have got a text on my phone.
That's very true.
That's my
good
way
thinking,
of checking.
Batman. Good one.
Oh, and you, now, Columbo.
Now the sport.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Earlier, we got Chopper to play the new text roulette game. Well, it's not really roulette, as it went to everyone in your phone book.
Yeah.
With the message, I have to tell you, I find you super hot. Call me, please. And that went to everyone in your phone book. Yeah. Any more replies?
None as yet, no. It's all very quiet at the moment. Maybe people aren't awake, you know? There's lots of people in here I don't want it to have come to.
Like who?
Head of media at the FA. Don't think that would be a very good one.
No.
Various rugby players. Don't think that would be good. Think I could get battered.
Yeah.
My mum.
Yeah.
My sister.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
Oh, the head of the ECB.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Now, earlier, we played a new game of text roulette with a little twist where Chappers had to send, not to a random person, but to everybody in his phone book, the phrase, I have to tell you, I find you super hot, call me, please. And you lost a game of Name That Tune with Laura, so you had to send it to everyone in your phone book.
I think it was kind of fixed that way.
It wasn't. Any responses?
You haven't replied.
Well, I'm busy at the moment.
Right, okay. And Georgie Thompson hasn't replied either.
Off yet. Sky Sports.
Yeah, that's one that kind of worries me. Maybe she's waiting till I'm off air to call.
Yeah, that'll be
and
it.
And then she will do it.
Any more responses?
I just had a what from Sam, who works in PR.
Right.
That's Sam, a boy.
Right.
and I think you have the wrong person from right. An unnamed sports person.
Really?
Mm.
What kind of sport do they play?
Rugby.
So it's a rugby player?
Mm.
Okay. Right, everyone watch Sky Sport. What's on Sky Sports News?
Sky Sports News, yeah.
Everyone watch this afternoon. Just put it, put Radio 1 on and put it on in the background because Georgie Thompson will have a big old smile on her face later this afternoon, won't she?
I think her shift starts at, not that I know her shift pattern, but normally from 3.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Text still coming in from the text roulette game.
I'll put this in slightly politer language, but it's even if I was that way inclined, I wouldn't want to go to bed with you.
Okay, who's that from?
That is from Joel.
Off of Jake Angel.
Yes.
Any more?
No, that's as far as we've gone at the moment.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.